And the lesson that we're going to do today, let's see, it's September 22nd, 2010. And the lesson that we're going to do today is number 315, Preparation for Sitting with Swinging. So you'll find that there'll be some similarities to last week's lesson, and then some variations. And so for those of you who weren't here last week, is as you're lying there on your back, is just to begin to notice, first of all, how you're lying on your back. And at this point, most of you know how to go through a body scan. And then the area that we drew a lot of attention on last week was, again, this area of the lower ribs, where your waistline is. So if you want to bring your hands to that area right now, just feel your waistline. Maybe have the thumb on the front, or the fingers on the front and the thumbs behind. And so if you really go truly, you know, to your waistline, this is where we used to wear pants, right? Some of us still do, but everything's dropped low now to the hips. But if you feel there, you're above the pelvis, and it's really the area you have to really dig in to feel them, but where the floating ribs are. So for most of us, we just think that there's soft tissue there, right? We don't really think that there's some ribs deep inside there, but they are. They're called the floating ribs. So if you just keep your awareness and attention there, just notice as you take in a breath how your fingers and your hands expand, that you actually get volume there. And then as you pause and then head into the exhale, how that area goes in. So no wonder that it's called the waistline. Let this...
I'm sorry, I can't do
that. Okay, so just here, let this relax. There you go. Yeah, like that. So, yeah, feel right there. Good. And now take a breath. There! Right? So it's kind of interesting why it's called the waistline, right? Because it goes in. When you exhale, it gets tiny. And then as you breathe and the diaphragm pushes down, it expands.
Mine doesn't get tiny.
It has to get a little bit tinier.
Are you saying the floating ribs are not attached to the other ribs?
No, right. The floating ribs are on the back side. Okay, there's one on each side, two of them. And they come along just on the back, so they're not on your front side.
Oh.
And so you really have to dig on the back side to feel them. You have to really go in close to your spine to find them, but they're there. And I what I should probably do is on the workshop is bring the skeleton, because it's really good to look at those floating ribs. So anyways, continue to feel there, and then also just have this awareness of that area and what we worked on last week of how those ribs, right, move backwards. So we're going to continue with a lot of that today. And now go ahead and you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet first to standing, and then bring the knees into your chest, and your right hand, excuse me, is going to come under the right knee. So under, so that's, yeah, not below. Just, and the hand. You're so flexible now. And the left hand is under the left knee. Yeah. And in this position, you're going to begin to roll on your back, rock on your back, so that you start to swing your legs up over your head, like we did last week, and then you swing them forward. So what we eventually ended up doing is coming up to sitting. And I'd like you to feel that as you swing your legs, feel how your knees pull away from you, which pulls the hands and the chest, the upper body up. So you roll through the back and let the knees pull away from you to pull the hands. That's it. That's it. Just do that a couple times. Yeah, just roll up. That's it. Does it feel easy, hard? Good. Okay, and rest on your back. And now bend both your knees again. Bring your feet to standing, and then bring just the right knee into your chest. And from behind again, you interlace the hands and have the hands underneath the right knee. Perfect. Okay, so this time, begin to start again having the right knee, right leg move away from you. And as it moves away from you, it pulls on your arms. Your arms begin to straighten. And you start to have the shoulder blades lift away from the floor. And what I'd like you to do, and then go back down, is let your head this time hang behind you. So go real slow with this. So you're not going to be able to go up quite as far. So think that the right knee, it's pushing away. So the shoulders lift, that's it, Dave. And let the head hang behind you. You come up away from the floor. Just really allow the head to hang. Trust that you can let it hang and go back. So if there's any tension in your throat, so to let the head hang back, it means that your eyes are looking towards the back of the room and your chin is really far away from your chest. Hi, Rob. There's a mat over there too so that you can get. That's it, Julie. But Julie, keep your leg not straight. So I want your knee to move towards the front of the room. So can you let your lower leg dangle? You're doing so much work. There you go. Too much work there. So the lower leg, that's it, Jolie. So what you're doing is, and Rob, bend your other knee. Bring the other leg to standing. Perfect. And what you want to think about, Rob, is that the right knee's moving away from you. And then it's going to pull the arms. And as the arms get pulled, you let the head hang behind you. That's it, Jolie. Very nice. And this is scary for some of us. So if you don't even feel safe to let the head lift away from the floor, that's fine. So let your right knee pull away from you. And it's unusual to get your knee to do this because what we're used to do is pulling the knee into the chest. And now let your head there. Feel that relationship. The head hangs back. And then you come back. So every time you do a movement, you do the movement, and then everybody pause and rest. So you do the movement, and then you go back to the starting position. That's it. Good. Okay, everybody rest on your back. So what we're used to doing is always lifting the knee towards the chest instead of thinking of the knee moving away from the chest. And now bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time you're going to get a hold of your left knee. So bring the left knee into your chest. Interlace the hands underneath your knee. And you could change the interlacing if you'd like. Okay, so you begin to move the left knee away from you. And as you do so, it pulls the arms, lifts the chest, and your head hangs behind you. So really feel how the chin moves away from your chest. That's it, Jen. And you allow that to happen. Because for a lot of us, it's really scary. We want to protect our heads and pull it up in. So let it hang back. And then can you let it hang back and maybe come up to sitting? And as you come up to sitting, your head will then come on the horizon. Yeah. There. Now, can you go back the same way? So as you start to go back, can you trust? Yeah. Letting the head hang back. That's it, Cindy. And you utilize the knee, go slow. That's it. And then you try it again. So there's no hurry. That's it, Tomoko. And then bring, at the last minute, your head can come on the horizon. forward. And now start to take it back. Let your shoulders drop back more. Arch your back. And so you use the hands being connected under your knee as like a sling, right? And that maintains, that's it. It helps you go back onto the floor. That's it, Julie.
Do you roll down or just your back?
You're going to stay arched, so this is a little different, yeah. Because you're letting the head hang behind you, so you're actually arched with the ribs forward. There you go. Yeah, it's harder to do. Okay. And rest on your back. And now bend your knees, bring your feet first to standing, then into your chest again. And this time you're going to cross your arms. So let's have your right arm on top. So you cross the arms first in between the legs, and then you're going to slide your right hand under your left knee and your left hand under your right knee. So the right arm, though, is crossed on top. So everybody first cross the arms, right on top of left, and then come underneath the knees. Perfect. Now in this position, start to pull the knees up, the legs swing over the top of your head, and then how can you then come forward up to sitting? So go back to the swinging movement. There you go. And then roll back, and bring the legs over you. So just don't go onto your back, but really swing the legs all the way over you to the back of the wall. That's it, Jolie, and come up. And then that's it, Tomoko, back and up. If you want. That's not necessary, but if you want, yeah, if you want to, yeah, you can if it works. It's more to have this feeling that you allow the pelvis to come up. That's it, Julie. Up, away from the floor. That's it. Good. Just do that maybe one more time. Now, the next time you're up and sitting, change the crossing of the arms. So put your left on top, and see how that is. And Jolie, now see if you can bring your thumbs with your other fingers. So have all your fingers together. Yeah. And does the change of the arms make anything different? Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You think, oh, just the crossing of the arms? Why would that do something? Yeah. Has something to do with the shoulder girdle, right? There you go. Good. Okay. And the next time, just lie on your back and rest. And as you're resting, have your legs long. So, yes, yeah, sometimes the most subtlest change, like the crossing of the arms, creates a whole different kind of change within the clavicles along the front, which affects the sternum and the rib cage. And so that's just good for you to be aware of, tells you something about if it was more challenging with the left arm crossed in front, about the left shoulder. Now just take another moment as you're lying there to notice your breath and your breathing. And again, as I've mentioned before in other classes, and if this is your first class, there's four parts to your breath. There's the inhalation, and at the very end of your inhalation, there's a pause. And then you lead into your exhalation. And then there's a pause. And so without changing it or trying to make it bigger or anything, you're just in a state of awareness, noticing. And noticing how much has your breath now changed just from doing these kind of rolling movements, which are a higher level of right activity or movement, and what impact that movement has had on your breath. And now bend both of your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time we're going to go back to the right knee. So bring the right knee into your chest. Both hands come underneath, interlaced. And now you're going to start to introduce to yourself taking your right leg over to the right. So eventually think of the idea that you would roll onto your right side because the whole outside of your right leg would rest on the floor. So, and you allow the left leg to come further right. So that means the left knee can tilt down to the inside. So think about what does the rest of yourself need to do so that you can lie the outside of your right leg on the floor. That's it, Julie. So eventually you're lying on the right side. That's it, Tomoko. Let that left knee tilt in. There you go. And then feel how you roll back onto your back. And again, I don't know why I think of a sling, but it's to me it's like a sling. You have this relationship between the hands and the legs. So there's a pulling, and as the leg tilts over, it pulls on the arm, which helps the body roll. And then the same thing for coming back. If the shoulders start to come back, that pulls on the arms, which pulls on the leg. There you go. Just feel how easy. That's beautiful. Make it really decadent, luscious.
How close do you want to keep your knee to your chest?
That's not important. Mm-mm. In fact, not that close, because the knee is pulling away from you. Yeah, the knee is pulling once again away from you. Yeah, and so if you were to continue, so if you get onto the right side, if you were to continue, and this is from an earlier lesson where you drag your head along the floor in front of you, and you continue to think of your right knee resting on the floor, and you bring your face in front of your right knee, you'd come up to sitting. Right? Do you guys remember that lesson? So if you go all the way over to the right, Cindy, and then just drag your face. That's it, Tomoko. Remember that? There you go. You can come up, and then you go down the same way. No holding your head in the air, though. Put your head back down. It's got to be on the floor. You can't lift it until it comes in front of your knee. Now you can lift it and come up to sitting. There you go. And keep this. There you go. And now go back down, but the nose goes in front of the knee. That's it. Okay, beautiful. Remember that? So bring your nose more in front of your knee. That's it. So come over to the side, and that's it, Dave. Now, drag your nose. You're not allowed to lift the head until it's in front of the knee. There. Now, but see, you're straightening this leg up, and that's what's making it hard. This is to be tilted down, right?
This way.
Yeah, there, there. Now, keep on going, and then this pulls you up. That, not, don't take that leg, there, there, there. That, there you go. Okay, and rest on your backs now. I know I'm stepping on you today, stepping on people today. Okay. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now bring your left knee into your chest. Interlace your hands, but change over the fingers by one. Right? Change over the interlacing, which will feel so different. I know, it's so amazing, huh? Okay, now we're going to start to go to the left. So again, take your time. Because already you know what to do. And those of you that have been coming, you have this incredible awareness of how quickly the information is already transferred to the other side of your body. Because your brain is just operates so fast. So you kind of have to slow things down. Take your time. And you don't start dragging the head until you fully have the outside of your left leg on the floor. So that's like a prerequisite, right? You need to have that left leg. And that means the right knee is tilted down to the inside on the floor. And only then can you start to drag your head in front of the knee. And you cannot lift your head until it's in front of the knee. And then you need to lower it down in the same fashion, right in front of the knee. So feel what you need to do with your back, your pelvis. It's easier on this side, isn't it, Dave?
Yes.
So ask yourself why. Figure it out.
Right-handed.
It has nothing to do with being right-handed. It has something to do with your back and your pelvis and your hips. So you figure it out. I know you can.
The right hip is tighter.
That's it, Rob. So drag your head all the way, and then once you're there, you can lift up. Beautiful. And then you go down the same way. So if this side is easier for you, it's just that's always a great moment to ask yourself why. Where does the ease come from? Because the minute that you identify it, it will then show up on the other side. That's the bonus. So that's why it's really important that you figure it out, not me. If I point it out to you, which I can, that can interfere with your learning. There. Is it something in the shoulders? So the answer for each one of you is going to be different. For one of you, it might be the shoulder holding you back. For another, it might be the rib cage. For another, it might be a hip joint or a knee. So that's why it's not so useful to give the information or the solution in this setting to all of you, because it's going to be different. I know a couple of you have knee injuries. Some of you have shoulder injuries. Okay, lie on your back and rest on that note. Let's get out the blankets. Where are the cookies and the Kool-Aid? You're great, Jolie. Well, it's true. You start to really go to back to like infantile. Wow, this is how we used to move. I actually did this with a man. On Monday, I just started seeing who's had a massive stroke. And he said to me, what he wanted was two things, the use of his right leg and his right arm. And he told me he couldn't do anything with his right arm. And by the time we finished doing this, and then we also did spider. Nobody seems to remember spider. I did spider, we called it spider, on the swings. We used to sit, you know, one girl on top of the other, so you had four legs out. We called it spider. So, you know, if somebody's sitting on top of me, my legs are going this way and hers are this way, and then you use the legs to pump on the swings, right? So I wasn't sitting on top of them, but across from them. We were doing this, a lot of this rolling and like making a circle and going back and forth. And then within that, I asked him, I was leaning way back, and I said, okay, you pull me up with your right arm. And he could. And he just could not believe it. He's, you know, he's like, and his wife was sitting there, and she goes, this is amazing. How in 20 minutes you got him to use his right arm, and you know, so all this baby rolling stuff is good stuff. Yeah. So nobody did that on the swings. Maybe it was a Colorado thing. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do we have any swing sets here? That question came up. Huh? Do, is there some though right here? Yeah? Okay.
Trail side.
I had one for 10 years in my backyard.
Okay, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now this time bring your left knee into your chest again, and you're going to get a hold of your left foot with both hands. So that's it. Come under the sole of the foot. And you're going to just start to lengthen your left leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. Let's just start with that. There you go. Yep. Straighten it and then bend it back down. That's it. Now, the next time when you have it straightened, can you bring the left knee to the outside so both arms are to the inside? That's it. Without letting go of the foot. So keep the same thing with the foot. And now, Julie, lengthen up and then just move the knee to the outside. That's it. And then keep the elbows together. There, and bend. Bend the knee to the outside. Outside. You can do it. Just like that. Yeah. And now straighten up again and bring the knee now to the other side, so the outside of the right knee, or right elbow, excuse me. So bring the left, yeah, think about it. How can you bring your, that's it, Tom, yeah, yeah. So you don't let go with your hands, and then you think, how can you move your left knee to the outside of your right? And if you can't, you can do it in the middle and bend it back down. Don't keep it straight. And then come back and then take the left knee to the outside of the left elbow. So the hands never let go. And when you're moving the knee like this, what are you really doing inside the hip joint? That's right. Feel what's happening inside the hip joint. That's it. So just going back and forth. Even if you can't bring it to the outside, you can imagine going that way. So Rob, pull that knee over, even if it's to the center, yeah. So what does that tell you about your hips, right? A little information there. So this is about the hips, that's it. Okay, rest on your back. Okay, bend your knees again, bring them to standing, and then bring your right knee up towards the ceiling, right? And then your, yeah, that's it, towards your chest actually, so that you can have the hands come underneath the sole of your right foot. And now start to first just lengthen the leg and bend it back down. Make it easy. Just easy. So if it's easy, it means you should still be breathing. Okay, and then in the ease, all you're going to do is just gently shift that right knee to the outside of your right arm. Yeah, there you go, and then bend it down, and then you lengthen up, and then maybe just bring it back to center. And then the next go around, we'll attempt to bring the right knee over to the left, right? And you can either think of doing a lot with the knee or a lot with the chest, so the chest moves some. You don't have to fully do it, but just even if the elbow and the knee touch, that's good enough. And then bend in the center, and then go back to taking the right knee to the outside of the right elbow. So again, even if you bring your right knee just to touch the inside of your left elbow, that's terrific. There you go. Most importantly is to make the movement soft. So if it starts, if you're holding your breath and it's getting hard, that's no good. Babies never do anything hard. They stop. So go easy. And in the ease, you'll find an opportunity. And I'd encourage you to think about the ribs. The more the ribs fold, right? There's a lot of twist fold. There you go. Okay, and rest on your back. That's it, Cindy. Yeah.
I can go the other side easily, but not that side.
Yeah, so again, everybody's going to notice one side was way easier than the other. And so again, it's a good time to ask, is it about the hip joint or is it something in the rib cage and shoulder? Or maybe both. So just really rest and notice how you're lying on your back now. And now, this time, bend your right knee only. Keep the left leg long. Bring the right knee into the chest. Place the hands interlaced underneath the knee. That's it. And now let me just describe the movement. So you're going to allow yourself to use the left leg to swing. So you can swing the left leg up and over you. And then as it comes back forward, as if you were going to sit, you want that right knee to pull away from you. The head hangs back and you come up to sitting. So go ahead and lift the left leg and swing it over you. That's it, Tomiko. It's way easier than the directions. That's it, Jolie. And really feel the pulling of your right leg to pull the arms, pull the shoulder girdle. Now, Tomiko, the only part is let your head hang back. Let your head hang back first, and then as you come up, the head comes on the horizon. Boom. There. So swing the left leg, and then you swing to go back down. And now straighten the left leg. There you go. And now let your head hang back. Now this is a lot of stuff we worked on. That's it, Cindy. That's it, Dave. That's it, Jolie. There. That's it, Rob. Excellent. Great. Okay, and then the next time you go on your back, let's just change legs. So then you go ahead and interlace your hands underneath the left leg and keeping the right leg long. Again, the most important things I'd like you to pay attention to is the left leg pulling away from you, which pulls on the arms and letting your head hang behind you. So this is what's different. We did last week a lot of tucking the chin in. And now we're doing hanging the head behind you. That's it. That's it, Rob. And then your head comes on the horizon. So as you sit, you get a look forward in front of the room. Just feel how tall you're sitting now. Yeah, good. Okay, and rest on your back. And now go ahead and bend your knees, bring them to standing, then bring them into your chest. And you're going to bring the hands inside the knees, but then you're going to get a hold of the outside of your feet. So your elbows are to the inside, and then the right hand comes along the outside of the right foot, and then the left hand is on the outside of the left foot. So, but let's see. You don't cross the arms. Yeah, so the right hand's with the right foot. Perfect. But you start with the elbows. Good. And have your thumbs with the rest of your fingers. Okay? There you go. And now in this position, start by just lengthening the legs up and perhaps over you. Can you lift that pelvis up a little bit and then bend them back down? And perhaps start to get a sense of swinging the legs. So that if you were going to swing up to sitting, holding the feet, and the knees would be very wide. That's it. That's it. And come all the way up to sitting. There you go, Cindy. There, there, there. There you go. Come all the way up. Put your feet down. Nope, don't get, let go, though. You don't get to let go. So a constraint. You never get to let go of the feet, but you put the feet on the ground like you're sitting with the... That's it! The soles of your feet. So if it feels too hard, roll to your side and start sitting. There you go. It's not that hard. So start sitting with holding the soles of your feet from the outside. And then start to roll back. Swing the legs over you. That's it, Julie. So let the chest soften, roll back. And now come up. There! And now do a little faster. So one of the things, for those of you that, you know, this is your first time, is we do all these variations. So every time you add a variation in, it frees up another part of the system for something to get easier, the whole thing to get easier. That's it. There. Okay, good. Now the next time you go on your back, stay on your back. You're still holding your feet. Okay? Now, you're going to start to, listen to the directions, you're going to start to, in a way, think of lengthening the left, but you kind of keep the right bent, but you're going to roll to your right side. Okay, so you get a roll. Remember when we rolled and we brought the right leg to the outside? And you'll bring the left leg over to like a standing position. So you roll gently. No, not big. Just roll over back to this. We just roll. Yeah, easy. Oh. Yeah, there. Yeah, you're making it way too hard. And then your left leg reaches forward, which brings you up to sitting. Huh. Ah, there you go. But you're not allowed to let go of the feet. And then how do you roll back down? So you must lower the head first. Rob's a master of this, right? The head and the pelvis always, right? So the head's got to go down for the pelvis to come up, right? That's it. And then you lift the head up, and then you lower the head back down to roll back down. That's it. So roll all the way. So reach this leg all the way over here. There.
Like
there. This is like a Weeble Wobbles.
Yeah.
This is a Weeble. And then could you even start to introduce the left side? This is a really fun one. And be cautious of your neighbor. Right? Have an awareness that... That's it, Jolie. And then, yeah, and just, she's going to want to suck her thumb after this one.
Oh, come on, that's not going to leave this room, right?
We're going to publish it in the newspaper. My classes will get a whole new kind of name about thumb. Rob, we have fun. It's good to laugh and have fun. Oh, yeah, and you can actually make a circle, right? You could go down on one side and come up over to the other side, and, you know, so you can, there's up, that's it, Dave, right? There, you can go completely around in a circle. Yeah. How fun is that? I know, she's cruising. When in doubt, when my legs kill me, that's what I'm going to do to finish my runs. Get on my back and roll the rest of the way. Okay, good. Okay, come back to your... Okay, get on your backs and just rest. And again, now after doing that, notice in your resting, your breath and your breathing, and just go back to noticing the four parts of your breath. And then just also noticing with the breath, or your breath, just how it's expanded into different places. Just how much larger it's become. And just really take yourself to new places, you know, where your sensing and your awareness feels your breath is now going. And with that is to have the awareness of how great that feels. Like the sense of aliveness and the sense of well-being. So there's really this very deep connection between, and I've mentioned it before, about what Moshe's work was all about, is that if you don't have movement, you stop living life. You start losing life. And so there's this awareness that starts to happen for oneself about movement, breath, and living life. The presence of your life. Okay, now let's bend your right knee, bring your right foot first up to stand and then into your chest, and the right hand comes underneath the knee, and your left hand now is going to be alongside your body to the left. We've done this before, so the palm is down and your left elbow slightly bent out to the side, and then you're going to lift your left leg. So we're changing it a little bit. Lift the left leg up, and then you'll start to swing it forward. But you now get a weight bear on your left hand to come up to sit, right? And think of that right leg pulling away from you. So that's it. There you go. Yep, so then once you get the idea, then you go back to letting the head hang behind you again. So it's like you swing the leg and let the head... So this is a time where I'm having you have your head be the last thing that comes up. And you really feel how that right knee pulls away from you, which pulls on your right arm, which is what pulls the chest. So that you free up your neck muscles, that your neck doesn't have to do it. Okay? See, isn't this appropriate for you, Cindy? Right? Feeling that this is a possibility. So there's... Right, and they're all possibilities. So there's also the possibility, and if you want to alternate this, one time tuck the chin into the chest, and the next time let it hang back. Because in here, there is no right or wrong. It's options. There may be a time where you want to tuck the chin into the chest. And what's really key is to feel how where your head is and your chin is. Changes the rib cage. So if anything that you learn from this is that. So when the head is hanging back, the lower ribs are in front of the pelvis. And so we did all these other ways of coming up with the ribs behind, and then today we're doing it with the ribs coming in front. And then when your chin is tucked in, you end up folding the ribs back so your ribs move behind you. But it's critical that you have both options. Yes? Because you need both. So an example on the bike is that let's say you're on your mountain bike or either your road bike, but you're getting on a hill and you want to stand up and pump. You're not going to have your ribs behind you. Your ribs are going to come more in front to be able to pull up. Does that make sense? When you're standing up on the bike, right? So there's an importance about having both available. Okay, you're tired, so rest. You guys are good. You're learning to rest when your body needs it. And as you know from other lessons, is that whenever we add in a variation or another option, and that becomes clear, when you go back to the other movement, it's super easy. Where we get stuck is when we've reduced ourselves down to only one way. And that trickles into not just our physical movement, but how we do everything in our life. Because we end up becoming very habitual. Just a little thought there to think about. You know, some people talk about, can they drive to get somewhere a different way? Or, you know, just little things like that to just change things around. Okay, so this time you're going to bend your left knee, and the left hand will come underneath the knee. Your right hand will be along the side of you on the floor. And then you'll lift the right leg and start to swing it, and you'll start to come up to sitting. And again, I'm going to give you the freedom to play with letting your head one time hang behind you, and then the next time folding it in front of you. Yeah. Because they're both good. Don't you like that? It's so nice to like have both things good instead of always thinking that there's a wrong way.
The first time you said let your lower ribs lead, and it was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. But now I can really feel the difference.
And that's a huge, this is such an important aspect for bending, lifting, sitting, running, skiing. These lower ribs have to move the rib cage forward and back relative to the pelvis. That's it. Yeah. Really push on that right hand. Really use that right hand. You don't have to if you don't need to. There you go. Okay, and rest again on your back. Well, and even in situations like what I'm going through with my knee right now, is just I keep on playing with all these different movements, and I create my own variations. Like when I've been going to yoga, there's just certain poses I can't do, so I create a variation so that I introduce something. Every day it's getting easier. It's getting a little bit more accessible. And now bend both knees, bring them both into your chest, and let's go back to the first movement of coming the right hand under the right knee, left hand under the left knee, and have your thumbs with the rest of your fingers, and then you started by taking the legs over you and then swinging up to sitting, and this should just be a piece of cake. I mean, this should really, really, now what you can play with is cut down the momentum. Because you're going to see you don't even need momentum. Because it's not about momentum. So how slow can you go and still have it easy, that's it, Jolie, and effortless? Because it's really not about momentum. Isn't that it's mind-blowing then. You take out the momentum and like, what is bringing you up so easily? And it's because you've become so organized. But you really thought it was the momentum before. Ah, tricked you. Like to trick you. No, but isn't that a really nice experience? So what's really nice is to take something that felt difficult or you felt like you needed momentum and you slow it down. And now the next level to play with is, can you stop anywhere along the rolling, interrupt it, and then continue it and still have breath and ease? So like, Rob, this goes into like your stuff. Like, so you actually interrupt a smoothness in our life. Interrupt it, stop, still find your breath, and then continue. And so then the more that you can interrupt any of these movements anywhere along the way and still maintain your breath and your breathing and then continue the flow, that becomes really powerful because we're interrupted with our flow all day long, right? At least I am. That's it. Okay, and rest again on your back. And now we're going to do just one more movement. But this time, I haven't done this before, but I just decided to do this today because you guys are moving so beautifully. So I'm going to have you pick. So you could either continue what you just did with the hands behind the knees, or you could do the hands with the feet swinging up and see if you can have that same kind of ease and letting go of momentum. Or you could go back to when you had the right hand behind the right, I think it was both hands behind the right knee, and roll to your right to come up to sitting. Or you could have both hands behind the left knee and roll to the left to come up to sitting. So whichever one you want to do, I'm going to let you pick of those four what you would like to play with. And in the playing with is that you go into letting go of momentum, feeling the quality of ease, and that you're able to stop and interrupt the movement and then continue it on and then reverse it. So whichever movement you, and if you want to do a couple of them, we have a minute or two here. So if you want to try one and then switch to another. Yeah, or you can take both feet and roll to the side. That would be another one. If you want to hold both feet, roll to the side and come up to sitting. So we did so many variations of rolling. We had both legs, both knees, one knee, the other knee, one foot. So Jolie, go the other way. Yeah. So whatever knee you're holding, you go that way. So if you're holding your left knee, roll to the left. Okay. Yeah. That's what's throwing you off a little bit. There you go. And again, so the first thing is to reduce yourself down to there's not a momentum. And then that you can pause. So where can you pause? Just stop the movement. Reverse the movement. Continue the movement. Because Moshe said, it's at that point that a movement is so clear with your nervous system that you can interrupt it, reverse it, you have complete changeability. Very much right like Robin Aikido, when you can reverse a movement or where you're at any moment, it's then very, very clear in your nervous system. Right, because if you think about it, are you thinking all day long about how you get in and out of the car and how you know, if you're in the grocery store, push the buggy and turn to reach for something and put it in the basket? You're not thinking about these things, right? So all your movements throughout the day are reversible and hopefully with ease. That's it. I really like that you guys have tried a couple different options. That's nice. You have lots to play with this week. Okay, so bring that to a close and then rest on your backs. And again, just notice now as you're resting on your back, first of all, the contact that you're now making with the floor. What's changed? What's changed with your shoulders, with your ribs? And then again, take a moment to notice your breath and your breathing, how that is now, and the sense of aliveness that you feel in yourself. And then maybe just take another few seconds here to think about all the different things we did today. I think many of them are pretty easy, and they're things that you can revisit on your own. You know, just lying down and rolling around and how much that changes how you feel in your body. So I just invite you to recall or remember some of the rolling we did and that you can practice it throughout the week.